bunch of us boys that live around there. I can remember that. I can remember when we moved down here in the old. And if you tell me something today, tomorrow already, I'm already forget about it. That's a funny darn thing. I can't understand that. As you get old, I guess, your memory get weak or something. I used to walk that road. I went to Slidell School. We had a school over here. But I used to walk. I decided I was going to try to be a little smarter than the rest of them. My sister was going over there. And I used to walk to school. I'd walk that road in 45 minutes. I had an old bicycle I used to ride, and I'd rebuild myself, and half of the time it would break down, I'd just pick it up and throw it out there in the woods, pass back picking it up or something like that. I told that to my boy many a time. I said, boy, you just don't know how you got it good. That's it. But we live, all you had, just run off the porch and the road for 50 feet and jump in a school bus when it'd be raining and all that. We had to cross the bayou in a boat. They didn't have no bridge then. So we had to cross over here and go to the landing over there. And if it would freeze like in wintertime, like on a Saturday, and we didn't go and bail the boat out, Monday morning we had to paddle the ice, the water, and everything across. The ice was so thick you couldn't even break it to bail the boat out. We had to paddle the whole thing across there. I said, boy, you just don't know how easy you got it now. I was promoted to the 6th. And I knew Slidell was harder than what they was over here. So when I'm going back in the 5th, and then I know I'll make it. Well, I went to the 5th over there, which I was promoted to the 6th. I went to the midterm, and then my dad said, well, you're gonna have to come help me cut wood to finish raise the other kids, because we were 6 of us. And boy, he put me through them woods, and my daddy was rough on a saw and an axe, because that's all he did in his young days. And boy, and he put me on that thing June, July, and August, boy, he liked to kill me. I'm built like a block of butter in the sun. I got so skinny. He liked to kill me. Talk about mosquitoes. Ooh, they had them days. Boy, you'd walk in the back and you'd see them things, you'd fall and you'd be gray in the back of you. That's how bad. Now, if one of them mosquitoes buzz around somebody, man, they raise Cain. Shoot, they ought to seen that them days. What stopped the mosquitoes over here is when they come along with that WPA during depression there. The WPA, they gave everybody work, you know, digging ditches, down a quarter a day just to keep people from starving. And they dug all the ditches, all the places, and drained them. That's when they got the best of mosquitoes. And you talk about crawfish. Lord, you couldn't walk in one of them ponds. They had so much crawfish. It'd tear you up. You try to get them now. You find them now. Can't find enough to make a stew.
That's a shame. I shouldn't be laughing at them.
And at the same time, I'd rather be like it is right now, because we didn't have no headache, no taxes and all that kind of stuff. Everything was so cheap, you know, and all. I found out you couldn't carry the grocery. You'd go get to a store.
Now, tell me about how you'd cut wood and build a fire around here. You said your house had a fireplace?
Yeah, we had a fireplace, and then we get